The demise of the world's coral reefs is a well-known story, but from Indonesia, there's some hope. An archipelago there, just off the coast of South Sulawesi in Indonesia, has been the site of pioneering work that's seen reefs restored in just 4 years. Those reefs had been lost to dynamite fishing. This is a fishing technique that uses explosives to stun or kill fish for easy collection. And the reef restoration work in South Sulawesi could provide a blueprint for how to save many more reefs across the globe. For more on this promising project, I'm joined by Cyrus Valentine from our editorial partner in Grist. He's the Climate Solutions Fellow. Cyrus, welcome to Here and Now.
Awesome. Happy to be here.
Let's start with what happened to these reefs. So they've been all but destroyed by dynamite fishing, which essentially sends shockwaves through the water and severely impacts the environment in which it takes place. I want you to remind us why coral reefs matter. We know that fish that they're killing sustain people, but why do we need coral reefs?
Coral reefs are super important because they provide more than just like the habitat, as you mentioned, for fish. They provide protection for the coastal communities that they lie next to. And so they're able to like absorb energy from waves and tides and storms so that they're not getting as much of that water coming onto the shore and not as much high energy. And so it provides that coastal protection, which is really critical.
And had locals seen an impact, Cyrus, from this loss of coral reef?
Yeah, so the damaged reefs, there was a noticeable decrease in the amount of fish and other sea life present compared to like healthy reefs nearby because the coral just weren't able to provide that habitat.
Okay, so then in 2018, local communities who are feeling this impact partner with government agencies and nonprofits, and they set about trying to save the coral reefs. What did they do?
Yeah, so this collaboration between the MARS Coral Reef Restoration Program, local communities and universities and a bunch of other agencies came together to deploy what they called a reef star, which is like the six-legged spider that they sort of attach coral to that are harvested from healthy reefs nearby, and then transplant those onto the seafloor so that they're able to then regrow. And also by using these little spiders, they're able to secure the rubble from destroyed coral reefs that had been rolling around and making it very difficult for other coral to regrow in those areas.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really fascinating project, and I love seeing the pictures in your story because you can really get a good visual on what that looks like. And it almost looks like you're kind of blanketing a part of the ocean floor with these contraptions, which you called the reef star. How did that work technically in terms of how do you attach coral to that? And then how does that process stop all that other debris from floating around?
So as far as attaching the coral to those reef stars, I was able to see some, we didn't include these particular pictures, but there are pictures of locals in Indonesia and South Sulawesi attaching the coral, and they're pretty much just using zip ties and, you know, strapping these fragments, these like tentacles of coral onto the reef stars before then, you know, nestling them into the sand. And basically the ways that they are able to secure rubble is with the legs of the reef star. They just, you know, help sort of act as a net almost to keep things in place so they're not able to roll around in the tide.
So Cyrus, is the habitat coming back?
Yes, they've noticed that over the last 4 years, they've been able to regrow coral in those areas that were transplanted. These restoration sites have achieved the same rate of growth as nearby healthy reefs. And as one of my sources said, it's the first time that they, these coral reef ecologists, have visited a restoration site that looks like a fully healthy, functioning reef.
That's so fascinating. You know, Cyrus, last year I was in Australia's Great Barrier Reef, which is the northeast of Australia, and their coral reefs have been destroyed and damaged by the slow boil of climate change. And I'm wondering if you think the work that's happening in Indonesia and maybe in small places could be replicated in places where climate change is the reason that the reefs are dying off.
There's already a lot of work that the MARS Coral Restoration Program is doing to adapt their method to the Great Barrier Reef and other reefs in the Caribbean, for instance. Then they're finding ways to make sure that they can adapt it specifically for these bleach-damaged reefs, because one of the challenges that they deal with is that the corals that are most well-suited to this form of restoration, the reef stars, those corals also tend to be particularly heat-sensitive. And so when you do have these, you know, marine heat waves that lead to a lot of bleaching, they can be some of the first to bleach. So they just need to find new ways of adjusting what coral fragments they use or how they deploy them so that they can withstand those heat waves. And one aspect, one thing they've been doing, assisted evolution. So figuring out ways of making sure these corals are already adapted to warmer temperatures and hotter waters, so they're able to withstand those recurring heat waves.
Grist Climate Solutions fellow Cyrus Valentine with some good news there from South Sulawesi, Indonesia. Cyrus, thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure.